Blog Talk Radio.
Well, everybody, welcome to another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle. I don't know why my intro music didn't come on, but I'm going to play that and stay with us. I'll be back in 2 and 2.
Come over here, sweetie. I really want to talk to you for a few moments. Hey.
Well, welcome, everybody, to another episode of Unmasked with authors Terry E. Lyle and Chris Michael Ward. I want to say hello to all of my listeners north to south, east to west, and all those listening in those 33 countries around the globe. I appreciate y'all supporting us by tuning in. And tonight our show is going to be about modern alchemy. But before I get my guest on, I want to say hello to my co-host, Chris. How are you, Chris?
Hello, Terry. How are you? Happy Friday. Friday. Woo, woo.
Well, that's right, baby. Happy Friday to everybody. And for y'all who don't understand, our guest, Mr. Brandon Beecham, he's going to show us how to use modern alchemy to unlock infinite abundance. And for the benefit of the people in those different countries that is not privy to a lot of, Wi-Fi or schooling that we have been blessed with in the United States, basically what the word alchemy basically means, it's a medieval forerunner of chemistry. It's based on a supposed transformation of matter. It was concerned particularly with the attempt to convert base metals into gold or to find a universal elixir. It's a seemingly magical process of transformation, creation, or combination. And so that being said, I want to welcome our special guest, Brandon. How you doing, Brandon?
Hello, hello. How are you?
Good.
So great to be here.
Good to have you.
Yes, I'm such an honor to be here.
Yes, and I know that if you are talking about this topic, you must got a lot that you can share that's going to benefit our listeners. Even though we're trying to have a great time, we also want to be, you know, able to enlighten. You know, that's why I like to have different topics, and this is definitely one. Tell me, is this part of doing chemistry in school, college, or whatever that made you decide to write a book on this?
You know, that's a great question. I've never gotten that one. And the answer, I guess, the short answer is no. You know, I wasn't particularly into chemistry, although I wasn't against it either. What I am very interested in is the chemistry that we create within ourselves by shifting our perspectives to unlock the abundance that is our birthright, and that is what my new book, The Golden Key, is all about, is learning to shift and sift perspectives until ultimately love emerges, and that leads to an unlocking and a tapping in to of the abundance that I like to say is our birthright. It's the quintessence of our being, the essence of
You're
the
right,
essence.
Because I agree that it's our birthright, love. Love is why we're all here. But, you know, I just would like you, I don't know how I'm going to say this. I would like for you to give the basic steps how a person can tap into that, you know, because
yep.
I want to throw nobody off by giving them the noun definition. You know, I want you, how do we unlock stuff? Because, you know, I don't think I'm living to my full potential, and I want to get everything that I can get while I'm still here.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. Well, here's the real basis of it all, I've found. And you know, this book, The Golden Key, it's really a distilled information, 25 years of deep exploration of what I call the ultimate nature of reality. Like, who are we? What are we? What the heck's going on here, you know, as human beings living out this life? And essentially what I've come up with, I mean, to distill it down even further than, you know, 100 pages or 3 hours if you listen to the audiobook, the most distilled version is all is literally one. You are, you know, we've all heard the idea as above, so below. We are one. Not only are we made of the same stuff physically, I mean, you take, you know, I like to use science, especially in the first part of the book, just to kind of help back up a lot of these concepts, because I believe science and spirituality are doing a dance right now that is very interesting, where they're mirroring one another. And you look at, you know, the atoms that make up my body or your body, for example. Well, what is the origin of those atoms? Well, they've been around as long as the universe has been around. We know, you know, we speculate about 14 billion years. So how old are you really? I mean, those atoms were once part of a star. They were literally born in a, you know, the beginning of this known universe, the physical universe. They lived out the life cycle as a young star, adolescent star, a middle-aged star, an old star that ultimately died a fiery death as fit for a star. It exploded, and its guts were strewn across the cosmos, ultimately reformed into you. And here we are in that process still of unfolding. And, you know, the same thing I am extending to the consciousness that animates our forms.
Okay, well,
right?
Brandon,
that's the physical.
So, Quasim's tip. I understand your theory about, you know, the beginning there was nothing and stars and everything, these molecules and stuff. But I believe that I'm here only because God created me by blowing breath into the body, dirt of Adam, and we're the descendants of Adam and Eve. That's my belief. You know, and,
sure.
Because, you know.
Isn't it interesting that the name is Adam?
He created light, so, you know.
Yeah. Isn't
I
it? I'm just talking about atoms. I'm talking about the root of our creation. And you name the story from the Bible referring to none other than Adam, right? And so I find that really interesting when you start to look at these parallels, right, that are there hiding in plain sight. And I've gotten, you know, someone who really loves to notice patterns. And so, you know, the difference between myself and, let's say, my father, who's a very conservative Christian man, right, and believes that God is the creator, and I would say from one perspective, this is true. There is, you know, the way I view it, and is that it's all God, the Alpha and the Omega. There is nothing outside of God. You know, even in the Bible, there's a thing where God's talking, I think, to Moses. He says, I am that I am.
I am.
And it's,
yes, exactly.
I am that. You are what? I am that.
I am.
How about this over here? I am. I just am. It's all things. So if I'm a part of all things, what am I? A piece, a fractal of, a chip off the block. You know, Rumi said it, the philosopher Rumi said it thousands of years ago. We are not the drop separate from the ocean. The ocean is in the drop. And so that's what I believe. It's from one perspective, I call it relative truth. So from one perspective, you and I are separate. We can make that argument, and most people would agree with it. From another perspective, I would say you and I are one. And there are many people that would agree with the idea that it's all one consciousness, and it's all a part of God, universe, higher self, source, whatever you want to call it. But I am. And so that is where I come in with my idea of God, which the main difference between my perspective on it and maybe those who are part of a more organized religion kind of perspective is there's usually with organized religion, there's creating separation between man and God. Like God is out there, and it's not – and I'm saying it's so close, you are it. But don't get a big head, because everything is it, you know? And so that's really where I think my perspectives differ a little bit, maybe from a more traditional view, where it creates God separate from man. I believe God is the grass, the trees, the bird, me, the breath, and everything you can imagine and everything you can't.
I ain't laughing at your beliefs, but, you know, I know that my belief that God created everything. But I'm not going to look at a patch of grass and say that's God. I'll say that's God's handiwork, you know. And it's okay to agree to disagree.
Yep,
you know?
That's
but,
absolutely correct.
There's
things out there,
phenomena that I know nothing about. But just like we talk about aliens, I believe they're here. You know, no one species can be on Earth and nowhere else. So I believe there's some stuff out there I don't mind. And I'm willing to receive it because I could be wrong in what I'm thinking. But right now, that's how I believe. I believe the Trinity.
That's fair.
God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and that's okay. My mind is open. You show me otherwise, okay, I'm
well,
on.
Here's
I'm
an on. Interesting thing about that, Terry. What's happening is, you know, I get the pleasure of mixing it up with a lot of people who are on a, you know, very dedicated to their spiritual path, let's say. You know, I've been blessed. My show, The Positive Head Podcast, has been, you know, top five in the world in spirituality pretty consistently for many years. And so I've gotten the honor and privilege of learning from and hearing accounts from some fascinating people. And, you know, what's really interesting, whether through a near-death experience, meditation, using a plant medicine, you know, all these different experiences, there are many people who are having experiences connecting with their God self, the higher version of them. I believe we're kind of like the Russian dolls, nested dolls. So at one perspective, I'm Brandon, this little chip off the block that is an infinitesimal speck compared to the grandness of God, right? But from another perspective, if this consciousness slides back up the scale, it's looking through the eyes of the all. And there are people who are having that. What's interesting is, you know, I love that you say, hey, I'm open to being, my mind's open.
Yeah,
and what's interesting, the people whose minds are open are having experiences. I'm hearing them and connecting with these people time and time again. They're like, oh my gosh, Brandon, I just had a near-death experience. I almost died. I emerged with everything. I was it. I was God. I remembered creating it. I was everything and everyone. And next thing I know, I came back into my body and I'm this little individual again. So there are thousands, millions perhaps, of people who are having perspectives of connecting through various means, and they're coming back with the same story. Oh my gosh, I am it. It is me. We are that.
Wow. Okay, hold that thought, because I know my co-host Chris, he has a question. But yeah, I got some more questions for you. I love the fact that, you know, you're talking about this, and oh my goodness, yes. Go ahead, Chris.
All right, Brandon. My name's Chris Michael, as Terry said. My first question is, you know, like you mentioned, you have a podcast called Positive Head, and you also have a talk show, according to my research, called Optimistic. And I was just wondering, you know, I've been in radio for a long time. I went to media school, and I have a degree and stuff. So do you have a media background, or was this all just – was you asked to do this based on your knowledge of the topic?
You know, great question. And part of exploring these ideas that I am one with the Creator, I am the Creator and created rolled into one. I you know, when I give my energy and attention to something, they ask Mario Andretti, the greatest race car driver of all time, what's the number one thing you would tell a new race car driver? And they say, his response was, whatever you do, don't look at the wall. You know why? Because where attention goes, energy flows, because we are creators with our consciousness, with our perspective, and science supports this as well. So for me, to answer your question, I turned my gaze to, I love talking about consciousness and the ultimate nature of reality and exploring different varying perspectives with incredible souls like Terry and Chris. And so I'm going to just do that. And so I did. And you know, my intention going in was to be of service and to help people. You know, Gandhi said, if you want to find yourself, lose yourself in the service of others. The reason I believe that holds true is because there are no others. You're always doing it to self. The separation between us is an illusion. Literally, you're talking to an extension of self right now, that this is the game God plays with herself throughout eternity, so it can experience other. And so that I was passionate in sharing that information, and I just picked up a microphone and started recording. No schooling of any kind.
Oh, wow.
You know,
wow.
That brings me to the thought of reincarnation, because I know back in my past, one lady, she said she had read me, and I had 55 previous lives, and it kind of freaked me out, because then I started seeing, like, in my peripheral vision, shadows running across the room. And I've had some things that I know that had to be of the paranormal that I have witnessed. I had somebody with me that they witnessed the same thing I did, so ain't no multi-people having the same, you know, vision or whatever. So I've had some things that happen that it has to be of a higher power than I'm living in this existence that I'm living in. So with reincarnation, it's like the belief that, okay, we die today as author is Terry Lau. Okay, I might come be rebirthed as maybe a guy, you know, and stuff like that, because that's what this lady said. I was a Civil War person. I was a twin. and I was shot and I was dying and couldn't nobody see me in the bush where I was laid dying. And it was like interesting. So with that respect, you know, about reincarnation, what do you feel about that?
I think one of the things I talk about in my new book is this idea that time is actually an illusion. So I think a more accurate way to talk about past lives is to call them parallel lives. So I believe, science supports this. Einstein proved if you shoot me in outer space at light speed, bring me back a day later, I'm a day older and you've been dead for 100 years. So, or something like that. You know, you're not the same aging has went on is the point. And so when you start thinking of it in those terms, your fifth birthday party is happening on another channel right now. You're just not tuned into it. So, and your future self. This is where precognition and, visions and things like that can, because people are tapping into, we're in the eternal now. This moment is always happening. You just happen to be tuned into it like a radio receiver, so it feels like it's happening in succession, like in, you know, and that's how your life has been going, but it was just orchestrated that way. It's always, always happening. And so that's a very interesting thing to think about. I'll give you a real quick story. Speaking of, you know, as I have so many friends around me who, as they tap into some of this information and explore it with an open mind like yourself, start to get shown more about how this is all orchestrated and organized and created. And so I have a friend who she'll have dreams at night. When she sleeps at night, sometimes she will live other lifetimes for 20, 30 years of experience. And then be done with it and wake up and it's only one night has passed here. And every night she has this happen for her. She says it's a bit exhausting, honestly, if you can imagine. Imagine going to bed at night and going to live in almost a whole other life. And then you wake up in the morning and only one day has passed here. And she had an experience not sleeping a while ago where she was sitting at a piano and she does not play piano. And she was, she saw a ring on the piano and she touched the ring and it somehow triggered her into a lifetime in the 1800s where she was sitting at the piano. And in that lifetime, she could feel, she said she was kind of bilocated in both bodies at once. And she could feel what the person in the 1800s was feeling. And the person was very sad because their partner or husband had just left them and wasn't going to come back. And she was sitting there playing the piano in the 1800s crying about this. And in this life, she was so tapped into that other her that she was able to play the piano in the same song here, even though she's never learned how to play the piano. So these are, you know, when I talk about examples of information coming through that supports a lot of these ideas, it's fascinating, right? So
it is. I mean, it's fascinating listening to you because you trigger a lot of questions. So I'm going to let Chris ask this question next because just listening to you, I got another question that, you know, just be triggering my thought process, like, you know, something else I want to, you know, ask you about. So go ahead, Chris.
Okay. Brandon, how long did it take you to write your book, The Golden Key? Was that a long process?
You know, I had a dream about the book and the content of the book and the unique way that I would actually gift it to the world, which I would like to gift to any listeners today. I can explain in a minute how. But you know, that was, it was, came to me in a dream, and that was August 6th, 2020, actually. And it took me, I released it January 27th, so about 6 months to get it from dream conception to born into the world. So I guess by some standards, a pretty quick process.
Wow. Awesome.
Well, when you were talking about time, I agree, you know, because what I believe about from the Bible perspective is that God created time for us because God is above time. He created time so we learn when to harvest, you know, when it should be day or should be night. He created time for us, you know, and it says that he did that on, like, day four, you know. But the thing is, like, wormholes and different things, we're learning more about the galaxy and stuff and what Einstein has said. You know, you're right. They have talked about the concept of bending time, where I could be one place right here and then somewhere else, you know, and it don't be the same amount of time that has elapsed from two places. It could be, you know, like a black hole, you know. So when you talk about time, I agree, you know.
Yeah.
We are a speck in time.
Yeah, it really is a fascinating thing when you start to play with the idea that you're in eternity now. This is and you know what's interesting, I know that you've mentioned the Bible a few times. I love to look at the things that Jesus was teaching. I and the Father are one. What was he teaching? I and the Father are one. Then he said, you will do greater things than I. You know, with the faith of a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. He's talking about the law of attraction and creating with your beliefs, all the things. He was teaching all the things that people like me are teaching today. And, of course, it was just a different time in the world where it was like, oh, you're saying you're God? No, you can't say that. We're going to kill you. Well, today I can say I'm God and no one's going to put me on a cross. But I'm teaching the same message. I just believe it was a little misconstrued, hijacked by people in power. They edited certain books out. They literally did a whole edit of what they wanted it to kind of be and say. And therefore, you know, you have some confusion around it. But, you know, at the end of the day, Jesus wasn't a Christian. He never asked to be worshipped. He went and washed other people's feet. He said, you have the power. You'll do greater things than I. Mm-hmm. You know, he was teaching all of these same concepts. And I think they've just been a little bit misconstrued. And then people have then taken and putting them on a pedestal and said, you know, he never asked to be worshipped. You know, he empowered you. So that's where my difference is with sort of these more organized religious perspectives.
Yeah, well, you know, that's good, you know. And people need to talk. We just need to talk because enlightenment can come from all sources. So we just need to talk and clarify stuff because I don't believe in evolution because I don't believe anything can just happen, stands, and be so delicate, the things that we see in front of us. I do believe there is a creation. But
it's
I also
obvious
believe
it was created, right?
Energy as well, you know. We're energy
yeah, it's
being.
Obvious it was created.
Right. All right, Chris,
go on, ask your question. All right. Well, Brandon, I know for me it might be different for you, but how do you keep the enlightenment attitude around people who may be too negative or too, you know, unenlightened?
Great question.
Yeah.
Great question. So I think it was Ram Dass who said, I treat everyone as the master and myself as a student. Because once you understand that it's all an extension of you, it's all a feedback loop. Everywhere I go, I'm there waiting for myself. In this moment, I believe you are an extension of my consciousness that is such a close vibrational reflection that it's appearing in front of me in this moment because there's something to be gained from it. And I believe it's always happening for me, not to me, okay? So when the guy cuts me off on the road and flicks me off, he is maybe reflecting my own anger back from yesterday morning when someone ate the last Eggo and I huffed and puffed about it. And maybe, you know, I like to say smooth seas never made for a skilled sailor, and we all came to be skilled sailors, right? They took trees not so long ago. They did a test with trees, and they planted trees, and they put them in a perfect environment, right? Perfect soil, perfect water, perfect, you know, light. And guess what? They would grow to a particular point in their growth, and then they would fall over dead. And they were puzzled by this. And you know what they finally figured out was missing? Wind. Wind creates friction and stress, which then produces bark, which then makes them strong, the roots deeper and stronger. So if the guy is frustrating or challenging, guess what? He's helping me to sharpen my own axe and to become stronger and to be more of what my potential is. He doesn't know he's the master and I'm the student in that moment of challenge. He's unconsciously doing it, but the universe isn't unconscious about sending him to me. The universe knows exactly what it's doing. We came here to evolve into our greatest and grandest selves, and therefore, especially when it's challenging, I've gotten to a place in my own evolution. It doesn't mean I can't get mad or hurt or sad or any of those things, but I can't go long down that path without knowing, Brandon, remember, this is happening for you, not to you. Why is this lump of coal being served up? How can I see it from a perspective and get the lesson from it so that I transmute it and alchemize it into a diamond? And once you start on this path and this way of viewing your life, that you get on the fast track of success, abundance, peace, all the things that life is. The results speak for themselves. And so that's my answer to that. Your triggers are your treasures. Your challenges are blessings.
I agree with that. You know, and just like sometimes, like, I get frustrated if someone is in a car in front of me and they're not moving. And I calm myself down. I said, just stop being upset. I said, because it could be a cop down the road waiting to give out tickets. And
you never know why.
Slow me down instead of seeing it as a problem.
That's exactly right.
There's a reason for that.
Yep, there's a great story about that that I always love to share.
Yeah, I'm going to let you share that, but I'm going to ask you one question real quick. This
sure.
movie, it's two different versions. One was a version with Asian, people. Another one was American people, but it was still very good. It was called Premonition, and when it was in the movie, things kept happening. And you seen the movie before?
No, I have not. Premonition?
Okay, but this thing was this guy, like he saw somebody in his family die. And then, you know, later on, like, you know, he thought he saw it, you know, but then someone came and actually created a car accident, and it really happened. He kept having these premonitions right before the event happened. And then he learned to, okay, when I see a premonition, act on it immediately, you know, and if you look it up, Premonition, both versions is good. You get one of those movies, Premonition, you'll be saying, yeah, those are the kind of movies make you want to think. And because of what you do, that will really, you know, bless you. Get either version of that movie called Premonition.
Yeah, you know, I talk about these concepts a little bit in my book, too. This idea that, you know, time is an illusion and it's all happening in the eternal now. We're just tuned into this now moment, right? But it's always on, just like channel 13 is on when you're watching channel 10. You're just not tuned into 13, you're tuned into 10. You could call that 10 years old versus 13 years old, right? And so so that's where I believe a lot of, intuition and premonition type information comes from, when you get sensitive enough to start realizing the future affects the present the same way the past affects the present, right? Because it's all connected to you. And so, you know, I believe that's sort of what happens is our life, I believe, plays out at the corner of free will and destiny. It's all destined because it's all already happened, right? And time is an illusion. But God is so infinite in its scope and creativity that there's free will of which version you're going to go from this moment forward. I believe there is many different versions of Brandon, Terry, Chris, and the listeners. The question is, which one are you going to step into by you be it vibrationally to see it. You step into it. If I want to be successful, I feel the energy of that now, and I tap into it now, and that moves me into the version of my future where there's reflections of that energy. With the faith of a mustard seed, I move a mountain, right? And so I'll give you an example. My first intuitive reading I ever had back in the mid-90s was I was in Atlanta, Georgia, visiting a girlfriend, and we decided to stop and get an intuitive psychic reading from this woman. And she said, she started reading my energy, right? And she said, I see you in a cold place like Chicago working in business. Now, my jaw hit the floor because at the time I was starting my senior year in college, and I planned to move to Chicago to work for my uncle in business afterwards. And then she said, but there's this whole other path for you in California and music. Are you a musician? And I was like, well, no, I love music, but I'm not. Well, fast forward about a year, I formed a band, and then I met someone from California. And it persuaded us that our music needed to be out of Nashville, Tennessee, because it wasn't country and it should be in California. It would fit much better. And we came out for a visit and we never left. Here I am 20-some years later. So what was she seeing in the moment I was sitting in front of her? She was sensing the potential Brandons, right? They all play out. God is infinite. It plays out the Chicago version, the California version, and everything in between probably. So from this moment forward, there's many versions of each of us. Which one do you want to experience? Well, you want to experience the greatest and grandest version, the one that's the most rewarding. Well, time is an illusion. So Source, God, Higher Self, has already been there, done that, and gotten the T-shirt, right? All you are doing is it's kind of like which version of your movie of your life are you going to pop in next? And you do this, and this is what I break down in my book, how to do this is by you be it vibrationally to see it. Most people are doing something like work in order to have something like money, in order to be something like happy. But really how it works is you be something like happy, because there is no out there out there. Out there is a reflection of your internal state. So you be something like happy, and then you find yourself doing and having things that are a reflection of that.
All right, now. Okay, Chris, go ahead. That's good stuff.
Okay, Brandon, are you the only one in your family that studies this, or are you the only, or is there someone else that you study this with?
I have, a lot of people who tune into my podcast that are applying these perspectives to their lives, and the results speak best of all that it gets you. I'm definitely not alone in these perspectives. Like we all do, I have my own spin and flavor of explaining them and offering them to the world, and it's encoded with my own energetic signature. But these are ancient ideas. These ideas are, a lot of them are broken down in the Tao Te Ching, which predates the Bible. I mean, even the Bible is riddled with all of this information. It's just in how you interpret it. I read the things Jesus said, and I say he's teaching exactly what I teach. I mean, he was bending time and space. He was performing miracles. He said he was God. It's just like he was just teaching this. He knew this. Oh. And now you have lots of people who are remembering, coming back together with the one. And it's, you have many great teachers out there who are talking about this in their own way.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Wow, man. So when did you start to write this book, The Golden Key? Because everybody needs to know how to get it. Is it on Amazon?
Yeah, I'd love to tell everyone how to get it. It came to me in a dream August 6, 2020. And then the idea for it came to me. What happens when you get on this path that I've been exploring for 25 years now of deep exploration is you start getting lots of signs and synchronicities and sort of winks from the universe, as I call it. So one way I got a wink was I dreamed the idea concept was given to me in a dream, and the unique way I'm marketing it and giving it away to people was also shown to me in a dream. Then I thought, well, what will I call this? I'll call it the Golden Key. So I went and searched to see if anyone else had used this name, and a guy used it in a short essay in 1931. He was one of the first ones bridging the Christian kind of belief systems with a lot of these new thought systems that I'm talking about. So you might really appreciate him, Terry. His name is Emmett Fox. He wrote the original Golden Key in 1931. He also wrote his most famous one is called Sermon on the Mount, and it's all about Jesus and really, tying a lot of what Jesus said. Check out Emmett Fox. And so I looked up Emmett Fox, and I got chills because I saw in his description this very gamified, I dare you to try these ideas and see for yourself, which is basically what I do with my book. So I knew it was meant. Then here's the types of things that happen to me all the time on this path. So then I go to my good friend who's one of the most talented visionary artists in the world, and I think I would love for Vajra, my friend, to do the cover art. So I go to Vajra and I say, hey, Vajra, I've dreamed about a book. I'm going to write it. I'm going to put it out pretty quickly, though, and I'm afraid I'd love for you to do the cover art, but I know your artistic process takes some time. Sometimes he works on paintings for years. And I'm like, so I didn't know if you would have the time or not, but if so, here's my dream and here's how the dream unfolded, and it's going to be called The Golden Key and the synchronicity with Emmett Fox. Would you be a part of it? Is there time for you to do the cover art? He goes, well, my turn. Let me grab my dream journal. He pulled out his dream journal, started reading a dream he had several months earlier. And the dream took place at the property I manage in Los Angeles called the Mystic Manor. And he said, I was at the Mystic Manor in my dream. I was hunting for the key to everything. And he went on to read this elaborate dream at the Mystic Manor from months earlier where he's hunting for the key to everything. And he said, so to answer your question, would I do the cover art for your book? I was so inspired by my dream months ago hunting for the key to everything at your house that I already started it. So that's the type of magic and miracles that unfold when you start tapping into this this sort of perspective on reality.
You know, I found Emmett Fox on Amazon, Sermon of the Mount. It's two versions of his, you know, and they also store his book called The Golden Key, but it looks a little different.
Yep.
But the one of the Sermon on the Mount,
yep.
Well, I guess the only thing different is one is hardcover. I'll try to figure
out.
Yeah,
check out the Sermon on the Mount. I think that'll be a really good one for where you're at in your stage.
Yeah,
I think you're going to really get a lot out of it.
Yeah, I'm getting so much out of you. That's a blessing.
Well, you know what? You know, Terry, what I would say is I am an extension of you that you created in this image, and so I'm literally playing a role in this moment, but really I'm just an extension of your consciousness reflecting you back to you. This is a part of you, and just like when you have a challenging person who reflects you back to you, that's a part of you too. So once you start realizing it's all a feedback loop, reflect, and you're the lead director, actor, and star in your own private movie, and it's all reflecting you back to you, it gets really wild and interesting and empowering, because of course you make it. Of course you can overcome the cat challenge. Of course, this is how God experiences herself through us.
See what we're going to do. But, you know, so I agree with that, because everything always seems to come full circle, you know. And, dang, man, we down on 4 minutes. I need you to let everybody know, Brandon, how to get a hold of you, because this is such an interesting topic. And I'm so glad you spent this Friday with us to share this. And I want everybody to listen up good, because get his book, The Golden Key, and he also has it in audio, which I'm going to get one in audio so I can play it in the car. That's all right.
Mm. Yeah, I would love for you all to – part of the thing that was shown to me in the dream is that I should gift the book. And so I decided to do that. If you go to goldenkey.gift, that's .gift, goldenkey.gift, and you use the code unmasked, you can get the audio and or ebook. And, yeah, it's about a little over 3 hours to listen to or 100 pages to read, and it's really 25 years of deep exploration of the ultimate nature of reality and my perspectives. I have 8 keys that I break down that if you apply to your life will help you to unlock the infinite abundance that is already within you waiting to be uncovered. Just like the acorn that is, there's an oak tree inside of it, but you need to create the right conditions for the oak tree to be born, right? If you put it on a shelf in the little boy's room, it won't ever become the oak tree it's meant to become. You give it the right perspectives, the right energy, the right light, the right all those things, and watch what comes from that.
Yeah, real quick, I got to ask this question. We only got 2 minutes left. Okay, now, your book, I want to listen to it, because I've heard people say sometimes, even though while you're sleeping, you can receive stuff. I want to hear it in real time, and I want to play it while I'm sleeping. Do you believe that to be true, that even when I'm sleeping, I can receive stuff that I'm hearing? Okay.
Absolutely. It's all energy, and it's subconscious mind is a shown thing. Absolutely. You know, it's just like food. What type of food are you putting in your body? You are what you eat. And, you know, this book is energy. You know, what I'm offering in the book, or if you listen to my podcast, that's another way to connect with me, Positive Head. Anywhere there's podcasts, you can find 1,500 episodes almost in 6 years. So, you know, it's energy. It's literally – you know, consuming the vibration. Everything's vibrational and energy and at its core. There's nothing even solid. If we zoom in on anything, it's vibrations of energy, 99.9999% space. And so it's just vibrational offerings.
Well, darling, I'd like to thank you for being here tonight with me and Chris. And once you be on my show, you can also come back, this is home for you. If you want to elaborate more or talk about something different, call me up, you know, and we can make sure that you get back here because this is home. We're not saying this. Just blow smoke up your butt. You know, you can always come back.
You know what, Terry? I don't think you could be insincere if you tried. It's written all over you. Energy doesn't lie, and you are sincere as they come and authentic and open, and who could ask for and warm? Who could ask for anything more than that? That is a success of all successes in my book.
Well, thank you, Brandon. And like I said, keep my number. Call me. You know, we can do this. I appreciate you so much, me and Chris.
I appreciate you.
And have a great weekend.
You're awesome.
Likewise, Chris, thank you so much, my friend. And as I say at the front of my book, nice to meet you again for the first time. And I look forward to the next time.
You too.
5 minutes after
bye
the show
for now.
Is over, you can take it off my page on Facebook, and you can put it wherever you want on your media site if you choose to.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, darling.
Bye for now.
Good day.
You too. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.